In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you are going to be present at the lavish banquet for all peoples on the mountain of the Lord of hosts, if you are going to share in the banquet of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow and refined aged wine, if you're going to live on the mountain where he will swallow up forever the covering which is over all peoples, even the veil of death which is stretched over all nations, if you're going to be where the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces and remove the reproach of his people, the reproach being sin and death, if you're going to the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end, then there is no place for an unclean spirit. Unclean spirits do not belong there. They cannot abide there. Being confined and constrained completely to the word and will of God, as demonstrated by your Lord Jesus Christ this day, they will not be there. But they are here. They are in this world, just like you. They are even able to occupy a person's body, just like yours. They cry out with a loud voice, sometimes a voice louder than yours. They recognize Jesus as the Holy One of God, but they do not confess him as having your flesh and blood so that he might lay down his life and take it up again for you. They may have a loud voice, but they are shut up. They are driven out by a still small voice, yet a voice having all authority in heaven and on earth, the voice of Christ Jesus, the voice which unclean spirits must obey. They have no choice in the matter. An unclean spirit is not the same thing as a sinful soul. All sin is unclean, but not all sinners suffer the affliction of an unclean spirit. Having an unclean spirit is nothing less than having a demon. In his first sign, according to the Gospel of St. Mark, it is an unclean spirit or a demon that must be dealt with because, again, they have no place in the kingdom of heaven or in the synagogue, the assembly of saints, the church. This is one of many demons, a demon who speaks in plural form. What do you have to do with us? This demon and all the others have manifestly met their match in Christ Jesus and in his holy apostles as it is to this day. Even as the teaching of the apostles continues throughout the world and the news about Christ Jesus spreads everywhere into all the world. Having been tested in the wilderness where the Holy Spirit impelled him to go for 40 days, being tempted by Satan, the master of unclean spirits, Christ Jesus was with the wild beasts, and the angels were ministering to him. From there he goes straight to Galilee and into the synagogue in Capernaum as your champion in battle, so that unclean spirits are cast out. And you are ushered in to the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Elsewhere, Jesus says, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest and does not find it. The baptism with which Christ Jesus baptized you is not a waterless place. But it is a washing with water in the Holy Spirit that joins you bodily to this Christ Jesus who casts out demons with a mere word, saying, shut up and come out. Depart, unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit. Is it not a strange thing, however, that this man with an unclean spirit was present in the assembly of those who hear the word of the Lord? From this, we know that just because a body is present in the house of the Lord, that it is not of the Lord's house, necessarily. Judas was counted among the 12, He was not reported to have an unclean spirit, but the unclean spirits had their way with Judas. Beloved of the Lord, how urgent it is that you remain diligent and vigilant in these latter days. The unclean spirits are not destroyed, but they are cast out. And yet they shout out with loud voices in an uncivil and confrontational way through those whom they afflict. And they still speak in the public square, promoting and honoring and upholding all kinds of filthiness. The antidote to unclean spirits is the word of the Lord as spoken, preached, and taught and administered in this place. To despise and ignore this word of the Lord is to invite unclean spirits. And here I would urge you to examine your life and what you are inviting into it by way of hearing and by way of sight. Now consider God's ancient people, Israel, of which you are now a part, being grafted into it through Christ. To them it was spoken of the Lord. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. Here he is explicitly speaking of the same Christ Jesus who casts out unclean spirits and who teaches you this day. Just prior to this, in the book of Deuteronomy, he says to his holy people, when you enter the land your Lord God is giving to you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. The nations you will dispossess listen to those who practice sorcery and divination. Yes, the unclean spirits relish all of those things. They promote anything and everything contrary to the word and will of God. Moreover, the unclean spirits love to see you worship yourself. They would love to see you play with yourself and entertain yourself to death. They would not allow you to be content in the station in life into which the Lord God has placed you. And they certainly would not encourage you to love and serve anyone except them and yourself. Nor would an unclean spirit tolerate that you would give up your freedom in Christ Jesus when it comes to food and drink, if exercising this freedom would cause your neighbor to stumble. The unclean spirits rejoice in hatred, strife, and envy. When the word of the Lord is brought to bear on these unclean spirits, they act according to their nature and they cry out, "What business do you have with us? What do you have to do with us? What do we have in common?" The answer is nothing. Shut up and come out. So how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to deal with this unclean spirit? It is not within your power. It is not within your ability to reason and to think through problems. It is not within your means in any way to cast out unclean spirits any more than you can raise yourself up from the dead. An invasion must take place from the outside, and it has. First, in your holy baptism. Second, in the ongoing ministry and care of Christ Jesus as he has established it in this sanctuary. Third, in the ongoing feast of Christ's body and blood, wherewith he imparts to you the benefits of his innocent suffering and death. And those benefits are the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life, applied to your very own body in his name and with his promise. Now see what mercy your Lord Jesus Christ applies to this man with the unclean spirit. He does not destroy him, but he saves him. Even though out of his mouth came things most foul, the
flesh and blood of this man was too precious to allow an unclean spirit to abide. Likewise, the Lord your God does not come to destroy you, but he removes the unclean spirit from you. He restores a new and right spirit within you, not by violence, threats, or punishments against you, but with the forgiveness of all your sins. That is why he has come. He is here to forgive you, to give you life. That is what he has done. Your transgressions are forgiven. Your sin is put away. The Lord imputes no guilt to you. The Lord has given you his Holy Spirit, in whom there is no guile. And the Lord has spoken, so that you may be, and indeed this very hour are, present at the lavish banquet for all peoples on the mountain of the Lord of hosts, beginning with this holy supper of Christ's precious body and blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.